Hi, Glory Lightbecker here at Healing You. Today I'm standing in the center of my labyrinth because I was inspired by a client this morning. I was inspired recognizing all of the things that I was told I could never do. And I was told that I could never do these things, not just verbally, by being told things like, "What do you think you're doing? You can't do that." To the nonverbal, those invisible barriers and walls that you can bump up against in your life. Someone turning away from you, maybe it's just a facial expression of like ridicule or disbelief or disgust. So some of the things that I was told I could never do, well, I could never have my own business. And I could never speak in a way that other people would ever listen or value what I had to say. I couldn't speak up in a group for sure. That would be pretty much impossible. I could never be good enough, smart enough, intelligence still kind of smart, isn't it? So rather than looking for all of the proof that these things that I was told are true, what might be different? What's my lesson? What's my lesson that I've learned in my life? The lesson I learned this morning in conversation with my client. Well, the lesson I'm learning is that it comes down to a lot of BS. And those two letters can mean a lot of things, and in this context, it could mean both. And for me, it's belief systems. So one of the big ahas for me was recognizing that this belief system might not have just been my belief system. My belief system is actually something that I inherited, that was imprinted upon me, that came possibly even from generations before me. Yeah, being told who I am supposed to be. And who I was told I'm supposed to be is who I am not. And so how important is it to really know myself? And what's that like? It's almost like a whole nother lesson in itself. I think there's lots of different lessons that are layered in here. When you've been told there's so many things you could never possibly do. Maybe you were told you could never have a friend. Maybe you were told you could never have a job that you really enjoyed and were passionate about and looked forward to going to every day. Maybe you were told you'd never have the love of your life. Maybe you're told you would never understand life. Or maybe you were told that life just would never understand you, that you were just not someone that could be understood. Again, I think that's a lot of BS. A lot of belief systems that are being projected from one person to another, and it keeps getting replicated. And it creates a lot of shadows, a lot of places where we do our best to hide. You know, I did my best for years to hide who I really am, convinced that if anybody saw the real me, I'd be left all alone. And I didn't want to be all alone. You know, my belief system was that it was better to at least be part of a crowd that you didn't really feel like you're a part of than to be all alone. Being all alone sucks. It's just painful. Well, so what if it's possible to be who you really are? What if it's possible to live your dream? It's possible to have friends. It's possible to have a job that you just are passionate about. You can even have your own job. I do. I'm doing this thing. I even created my own labyrinth. See, here's my labyrinth. And in my labyrinth, it has all of the different seasons. I based my labyrinth on a couple different things. This labyrinth represents the circle of life. It also represents each of the seasons. So let's see if I can see them behind me. This one back here, I'm going the wrong direction because it's like a mirror. There you go. You can see these little baskets with these little, there. This section, this is like the season of winter. It faces the north. And as we walk along this path of life, we come here. And this represents the season of spring. It's the wood element. This first one over here, that's the water element. And as we continue along this path of life, this circle of life, hey, we come to summertime. It's the fire element. As we continue on our journey, as we continue on our journey of our life, we come to Indian summer. And the Indian summer is represented by earth element. So I planted flowers to represent the earth element, and I planted some other little bushes, but they're already going into the fall. And so here we come. This is the element of metal or wind. And it represents fall. It's the season that we're now stepping into as we prepare to come full circle around. To winter. It is approaching. Winter element also represents our ancestors. And so that's really fitting, even right now, and even acknowledging this life lesson that I'm really embracing. How do I come home to the heart? That's where I'm at right now. I'm standing right here in the center. You can kind of see. There I am. Standing in the heart of my life, the heart of my life's work. That's what this is about. So I want to acknowledge how even being inspired to create this labyrinth, it's been a spiritual journey for me. I wanted to be able to have a place where I could come and I could dwell and be at peace. A place where I could come and I could welcome all of my shadow parts home. All of those parts that were told they could never do something. All the parts that had been imprinted by these belief systems that are not even mine. Yeah, when I can begin to recognize that truth, then I can dare to step into the light. And so that's a big part of what this labyrinth represents for me. The light of the world in all of the seasons of this life. Dare to be who you really are, rather than being who you are not. Allow this to be a spiritual practice for you. Because this practice, for me, it sets me free from all of those belief systems that were never mine before. I just didn't know it yet. So what's the plan? Well, maybe notice, where does the BS show up in your life? Be willing to step into the light. Be willing to step into the light and to be who you really are. Noticing that you don't need to be who you are not any longer. There's nothing you can't do when you're willing to step into that light and embrace the pain that can happen when you're on this journey. When we embrace it, we no longer have to resist it. And then we're empowered. Thanks for taking the time to be with me today. Thanks for being on this journey. May you walk in the light from this day forward and embrace your shadows. Let them transmute into being part of your life.